you got to explain to us, when they talk about the largest structure in the universe, what does that mean?
Well, we were making a map of the universe. This was with the Sloan survey. We're surveying about a million galaxies and making a three-dimensional map of them. And Mario Jurich and I were making a map of this, and we saw this large structure there, and we thought it deserved a name. So we named it the Sloan Great Wall after the survey that we'd all worked on. And we measured its length, and its length was 1.37 billion light years. And that means that light traveling at 186,000 miles a second would take 1.37 billion years to go from one end of it to the other. And this was the largest structure that had been found in the universe. It's a filament. It's a chain of galaxies connecting clusters of galaxies with each other. And it was a very definite feature. It was like we were like map makers, and you know, if you see you see something looks like South America, you got to name it, you know. And so we measured it, and it was about twice as big as the previous record holder, which had been discovered by Geller and Hooker. This was a great wall of galaxies that was about 750 million light years long, and so. This made it into the Guinness Book of Records, and I must say I was quite surprised to be in the Guinness Book of Records. I didn't have to eat 50 hot dogs in, you know, 10 minutes.
Exactly. Or burp.
Like the largest ball of string, you know.
Well, how did Geller in Hooker back in 89 discover this big wall that they discovered and miss that one?
Well, they were doing a new survey of galaxies looking further out than had been looked at before. And they found this enormous structure, which was quite surprising to people at the time. It took people quite by surprise to have something 750 million light years long. And when they found this, it really changed our ideas of how large-scale structure formed. But a graduate student of mine, Changbom Park, was able to do a simulation using dark matter. This is something that helps to bind clusters of galaxies together. And we found that the simulations did show big structures like this. And so we think that these are made by quantum fluctuations in the early universe when the universe was maybe 10 to the minus 36 seconds old, and maybe they were 10 to the minus, the universe was maybe 10 to the minus 24 centimeters across. And they're due to random quantum fluctuations, and then they grow by gravity. And right now, these are the largest things that we're seeing in the universe. And the reason that Geller and Hooker didn't discover this one was that he had to look at fainter galaxies further out, which we did with the Sloan survey. So we were looking deeper into the universe, exploring more distant and larger volumes of space, and so we found something bigger.
I'm sure you've thought of this, Jay, but how many stars are in the Sloan Great Wall system? Do you think?
There's at least there's about 10,000 galaxies in the Sloan Great Wall. And in our book, Sizing Up the Universe, we have a great picture of this that Lauren Hofstetter and I made, that it shows all the individual galaxies. You can see them. You can see some of them are spiral galaxies. Some of them are elliptical. Some are blue. Some are sort of yellow looking. So you can see the colors and the shapes of these galaxies. But to do this, we had to enlarge the galaxies by a factor of 50. Relative to their true sizes, or otherwise, our picture would have been 50 times bigger than would have fit in the book. So it's a spectacular vista, and each one of these galaxies would have over 100 billion stars in it. So it's 100 billion times 10,000 galaxies at least.
There's got to be some form of intelligent life out there. If you just look at probability, it's got to be there.
Absolutely. I think the numbers are overwhelming. If you have a chance of, you know, one in a billion or one in 10 billion. Still, there's hundreds of, we see 140 billion galaxies in the visible universe, and that's how many the Hubble Space Telescope can see if it would survey the whole of space. We've actually looked at only a tiny fraction of it, but that's how many galaxies the Hubble Telescope could see. Each one of them has 100 billion stars in them. So even if the chance of forming intelligent life is relatively low, we're quite likely to have intelligent life. The other clue there is that we're made out of really common stuff. We're made out of carbon, oxygen, mm-hmm. nitrogen. These are the most common elements in the universe. And we can think of spectacularly improbable ways of making intelligent life, having it just pop into existence out of thermal radiation somewhere by a freak chance, you know. but no, we're really made out of common stuff. So that leads you to think that we're one of the common forms of intelligent life, not a freakish thing that occurs once in an exponentially small amount, but something that occurs rather commonly. And so I think, yes, there's intelligent life out there. It may be rare in the sense of, you know, having one on a nearby star here in our galaxy, but when you think about all the galaxies that we can see, seems hard to imagine that it hasn't occurred elsewhere.